Good evening, all. We are up to Mitzvah Yud Beis, the Mitzvah Shelo Le'achol Mikol Davar She'yesh Bo Chametz. A person should not eat anything that contains chametz at all. Now, you'll notice that, God willing, in a few days, a few weeks, we'll get up to Mitzvah Yud Tes, the 19th Mitzvah, which is not to eat chametz. So this Mitzvah in particular has something that the Chinuch quotes the name of the Rambam. The Ramban, you'll see in a second, disagrees. He says it's not actually a separate Mitzvah, but this is a separate Mitzvah, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, that as long as there's a mixture of chametz, then it's going to be prohibited under a separate idea. And that comes from the pasuk of Kol Machmetz Lo Tochilu, that any chametz at all that's in your dwelling places, you should eat matzah. Right? So what is the Mitzvah Shelo Le'achol Midvarim She'yesh Bahen Chametz? You should not eat anything that contains chametz at all on Pesach. The Afal Pi She'ein Ikar HaDavar Chametz, and even though the item is not primarily a chametz item, Kegon Kusas HaBavli V'Chayotzei Bo, Kutach HaBavli, so there's a famous moldy dip. It was some sort of like a dip that had like pieces of moldy bread in it. That's what they used to have back in the day for their delicious treats. So or anything that's like that at all. So even though, again, it's not actually a real chametz thing, right? There's a little moldy bread in it with this other like dip that goes around it. So that's going to be prohibited because of this separate prohibition of like a mixture of chametz. And Amar, as it says, Kol machmetzes lo tochelu, that anything that has leavening in it, you shall not eat at all. Uperishu zechorim lebracha, and the Chazal say, she'inyan ha'kazav hazeh yoreh bazeh, that this pasuk, that the intention of this pasuk is to teach this idea that chametz mixtures are prohibited. Shekach kiblu haperishbo, that this is the exact explanation that the Chachamim gave for this pasuk. V'das haRambam zechonu lebracha, and according to the Rambam, how does this all work? She'im yish b'ma'achal me'ilu kazayas chametz, that if in these blended foods, this mixture of foods, there is going to be a kazayas of chametz b'chadei achilas pras, that you will consume in the time period that we have of Kedei Achilas Pras, which is a machloka, somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, but you will ingest a kazayas of chametz in that time period. Asur min haTorah b'lav is going to be a prohibition from the Torah. Klomar, that is to say, lemalkus aval lo b'karis. You're not going to get karis for it, but you'll get malkus, so you'll get lashes. Mikevan shenis arev bo, right, since the reason sort of this prohibition gets off the ground when the majority is not chametz, but again there is a kezias mixed into this entire thing, a kezias of chametz. Ve'im lo yihya b'hem kezias chametz b'chadei achilas pras. But let's say you have this huge dish, and in this dish there is not a kezias of chametz that you will be able to ingest in this 2 to 9 minute time period. So lo yihya bo malkus, you will not get malkus, you will not get these Torah mandated lashes. Ela malkus martus, you'll get rabbinic lashes. Because this is not going to be a Torah prohibition, and rather it's a rabbinic prohibition. And this is what the Rambam writes in his big, in his Chibur HaGadol, his like major work, which is obviously the Mishnah Torah. So to summarize, what does the Rambam hold? He says that there is a separate prohibition that comes from the pasuk that says Kol Machmetz, that any amount of chametz at all will be prohibited. And this comes to prohibit when you have a kezias of chametz that's mixed into something that you'll be able to consume a kezias of chametz in this time period of 2 to 9 minutes. That this itself is a prohibition. Klomar, that is to say, malchus for lo v'karis, that you'll get malchus for this, but you won't get karis for this. That's all according to the Rambam, says the Chinuch. V'haRamban zechonu lebracha hefech miza. The Ramban says the exact opposite. V'amari says shehalav hazeh einenu nechshav b'chlal halavin, that this verse does not come to teach you a separate mitzvah, doesn't come to teach you a separate prohibition at all. Ela shehu min halavin harabim shabau b'chametz uvasur. It's one of the many psukim that comes to sort of elaborate on the general prohibition that we have that chametz is usur on Pesach. V'zeh halav about the horos, and this prohibition, in other words, this pasuk itself comes to teach us al mash Amru Chachamim b'Gemara, on that which Chazal have already taught us in the Gemara, Ainli Elash and Eschametz Me'ilav. From my original assumption, if I was told that chametz is prohibited, I would assume that chametz is only prohibited if it was chametz that became chametz, that it leavened on its own. Chimtso al yidei davar achir minayin. How do I know that's something that became chametz through a leavening agent, right? Into something else, that because of that new agent it became chametz. How do I know that's prohibited on Pesach? Tamilam or kol machmetz, any chametz at all. Since the Torah says any chametz at all, so I know even the chametz that didn't naturally become chametz, but even the one that became chametz because of the agent that I threw in. Aval b'inyan chametz shenes arif, but okay, great. So we know the Rambam and the Ramban now hold differently. They say there are not two separate prohibitions here, but how does the Ramban hold when it comes to chametz mixtures? So he says, aval b'inyan chametz shenes arif, mixtures of chametz, kol zman sheyehyeh bo cook kezias b'chdei achilas pras, as long as I'm going to consume a kezias of chametz in this mixture in this 2 to 9 minute time period. Baze ein sarich la b'fnei atzmo, I don't need a separate provision for this, says the Ramban. It's included. Zarihu kilu hu ba'ayin, right? It's the exact same case. It's essentially as if the same case of the kezias of chametz being distinct. So it's true, it's mixed in with the other thing, but as long as I'm going to consume the kezias, then it's the same idea as the main prohibition of eating chametz. And therefore, says the Ramban, more machmir, more stringent than the Rambam, v'yishbo karis. If I consume this mixture in this time period, I'm going to get karis for that. Kemo b'chol chametz shubayin, just like any distinct chametz that we have laying out on the counter. V'im lo yiyeh batarubas kezias, but if there is not enough chametz in this kezias, mechdei achilas pras, to be consumed in this 2 to 9 minute time period, ha'ochol pator, it's a person who eats is going to be exempt. But we have the famous idea of ha'ochol pator, you'll be exempt about aser, but it's still going to be prohibited on a rabbinic level. And then finally, the chinuch just sort of gives the basis for the Ramban's ruling. Shahalacha k'divrei chachamim shamru. Why is the Ramban holding like this? Because it's exactly what Chazal said. Achametz zagan gamor anush kares, that when it comes to eating full-fledged chametz, then a person will get karis for that. The kol shu kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And according to the Ramban, this would include any chametz that, even in a mixture, as long as it's enough to have a kezayis of it in this time period, this 2 to 9 minute time period, dagan gomor nekra, because it's called full-fledged chametz. It's considered full-fledged grain. Val iruvu, and that also apply, and the chamim say, and when it comes to mixtures, klomar zhu pachus mikazayas b'chdei achilas pras. That is, when it comes to mixtures that there is less than a kezias of chametz in it, that I will not be able to eat a kezias of this in this 2 to 9 minute time period, below klum, that there is no prohibition with this at all. Udilo k'Rabbi Eliezer. And the Ramban and the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Eliezer. They're not agreeing with him, who says, the Pelag Alayu B'Gemara, who argues with the Chachamim in the Gemara, V'yamar Al-Eruvo Belaf, who says that when it comes to, when there is a mixture of chametz, even if there's not a kezias of chametz that could be eaten in the kedei achilas pras time period, he'll say that there is still a prohibition. There, the Chachamim say differently, and that is who the Ramban holds like that. Only if you have this kezias in this 2 to 9 minute time period will you violate this prohibition, and that's how the Ramban rules. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that. So that brings us to the end of this beginning part of this mitzvah. God willing, tomorrow we'll conclude with the rest of the mitzvah, but for now we will stop.